Welcome to Short Take. Amaury Laurent Bernier is a multi-awarded film music composer, born and raised near Paris and living in Hamburg, Germany since 2015. After studying modern literature, Amaury spent years writing and arranging for different artists as a multi-instrumentalist and producer. Through this, he was able to combine his love of stories and music, shifting his focus on writing music for films. Subtext is important to him, to turn characters into people and feelings into emotions. Amaury has won multiple awards for his scores, including the German Film Music Prize in November 2024 and the Best Composer Award at the Independent Days in April 2025. Parallel to his career in film music, Amaury regularly releases solo efforts, which can be heard on Spotify, among others. We talked to him via video call for this interview. Hi, Amaury. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 19 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready, let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in three words?
I'm curious, a little bit sleepy because I ended up working a bit late, but excited. I'm excited to talk to you. I listen to the podcast a lot. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me again.
And it's lovely to have you. What is your favorite way to spend time?
Well, I would say working comes first. Uh-huh. There's always a music or a song going in my head. I feel very privileged to do what I do for a living. Uh-huh. It feels more like pleasure than work.
Okay.
It's clearly my favorite way to spend time. But of course, I mean, I like my special people, my wife, my kid, my dog. I always start every day by just going on a long walk with my dog. It's the right way to start, you know, the day. Gets your blood circulating, you have ideas, and you're ready for the day. Mm-hmm. And I love cooking. Cooking is something very important for me. It makes me calm, you know, it soothes me, mm-hmm. it relaxes me, but also I feel like I'm pleasing someone else when I'm cooking. So it's a very rewarding activity.
Do you have a secret obsession, one that you're willing to share?
I think it has to do with cooking as well. I'm spending insane amount of time just binging of cooking on cooking videos, you know, whether on YouTube or Instagram or I get to travel a little bit with my work to go to festival or for a mixing session, for example. Yeah. And every time I'm about to go into a new city, I'm spending so days beforehand, I can spend hours just trying to Google the restaurants and the place where I can try new food.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm really crazy with that. And it makes my wife laugh a lot. But she never has to take care of that because I know where we're going to eat.
I mean, she sort of benefits from it as well.
Yeah. She loves food as well. So we're, that's part of my culture and my education as a French, I think.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Definitely. What is the favorite job you've done?
I think I'm doing my favorite job right now. I worked a lot for it. It's a job I've always dreamt about. Mm-hmm. I really do not want to do anything else. You know, it makes me happy. It makes me want to get up in the morning. Makes me want to go through the day. Mm-hmm. Makes me feel I'm doing something I'm really good at. And I think it's a very important kind of feeling.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't get any better than that. But I have a very uncommon life story because I came to Germany 10 years ago. I never studied music and, you know, stuff like that. And I've made a lot of different jobs I call it my previous life because it was very different, including a job for a funeral company in the morgue for 6 years. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't my favorite job clearly, but it was really character building for me. It taught me not to give up. It taught me to still hang on to my dreams. And, you know, but there was one that was really, really cool. Mm-hmm. My parents are, they're living in the wine area, you know, next to Bordeaux, Saint-Emilion. Yeah. So there's a lot of jobs in that offered for students or for, you know, people. I was working for the city of Saint-Emilion in a little place called Le Clos des Cordeliers. where they were making sparkling wine.
Ah.
Yeah. And the thing is, Saint-Emilion is a little village built by the Benedict monks in the 13th century. So it's just, it's breathtaking. It's beautiful. And there I was selling wine. I was also guiding people through the city, making visits. And yeah, and I love also history. It's one of my other passions. So it was amazing.
Yeah, that really does sound amazing. What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
That I can be myself. I'm someone very introvert. So yeah. Even for, you know, knowing that I'm recorded right now, it's making me a little bit nervous inside of me. And as an introvert, yeah, trust and being open is something really important that I really value. Yeah. And I don't have that many friends where I really feel I'm very, very myself with them and I can say or do whatever I want to in the moment. But yeah, if they listen, they know who they are. And I think that's a good friendship.
Now, the next question might be hard for you to answer. I don't know. What is your favorite food? It can be a specific dish or it can be a cuisine. I mean, it can be several cuisines.
Yeah, there goes the obsession again. So, as you know now, I have a little obsession about food. I have cravings every day. Really, like, I can wake up in the morning and say, God, I want to eat that today. And even if it's something I cannot cook, I'm going to find a recipe. I'm going to do that. I need to try. Even if it's not right, I need to try.
I can totally relate to that.
Yeah, cool. And sometimes it can be like a homemade pie or loaded nachos, you know?
Yeah.
Or it can be a homemade pizza. Often it's homemade. It's just, it tastes better. It can be Asian food. It really, every day is a different kind of craving I have. Yeah, there's a few recipes I will always come back to. It's like the simple pasta, cacio e pepe or aglio e olio.
Yeah,
which is called the midnight dish, I think, in Italy, because it's something very simple. I mean, it's not that simple to make. There is some technique, you know, to get the creamy part very right, and just with eggs or just with the pasta water.
Yes.
No cream. It's like carbonara. You're not allowed to. yeah, it tastes. It's wonderful. Simple and wonderful.
Talked about your life before a little bit earlier, but if you weren't a composer or a musician, what would you be?
A creative person, for sure. I studied literature, so maybe I would, I don't know, maybe I would be writing scripts because I have also a passion for film.
Yeah.
Which led me to do music for film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I really respect that kind of job. I think it's harder than we think.
Yeah.
I don't think I will ever get to that because it's a lot of studying and work, and I'm very scared about studying. That's the thing. Really, school is not for me. I'm a self-taught kind of person. Yeah. But yeah, probably writing.
Okay. Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
Traveling through time and space. I'm a big fan of Doctor Who, the series, yes. The British series. And so bummed then the Shuri Gatwa is you saw it? You found it?
I haven't seen it yet, but there were some rumors before that might be happening. No, I'm fine.
Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. No spoilers.
I'm totally sorry. Fine with spoilers.
Okay, so I won't tell you more. But yeah, traveling through time and space. I mean, you can imagine what you can see, the past figures of history, the future, evolving species, endless possibilities.
What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also something that you watched that inspired you or that moved you?
As the last one, memory is like just watching the Doctor Who series with my wife, eating nachos, having wine or beer. Meanwhile, that's a wonderful memory. But when I was, from my childhood, and I think that that also has an impact on the kind of music I'm writing.
Yeah.
Because I'm really into big themes, melodies, you know, more than textures and colors and stuff. I'm really into like having something that's getting on in your head, and you walk out of a cinema and you're like, oh god, this theme is beautiful. That's the goal, you know. In a lot of old French movies there is that, you know, it's the kind of old school way of doing movies internationally, and I grew up with that, with the French comedies of the 70s, which was always called by a few people like Francis Lay, and Vladimir Kosma. Yeah. Like a lot of comedies with Pierre Richard, and I'm I remember that watching that with my dad and my mom eating crisps on the couch. Mm-hmm. And yeah, wonderful memory.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
So as someone self-taught, I'm reading a lot of music theory books, which is not super over interesting, but I have the impression I'm catching back on something and learn something, and I'm feeling more legit in a way. Mm-hmm. It's weird. It's just a relation I have with myself.
Yeah.
But as a pleasure, I recently opened again my favorite author, with Edgar Allan Poe. Mm-hmm. Extraordinary Tales. It's just my favorite book, I think, and I'm rereading it from time to time.
Yeah, it's I have a book like that too, and I think mine is East of Eden by John Steinbeck.
Oh yeah, sure, yeah, wonderful book as well.
Yeah, and I think it's very interesting when you now it's been like a couple of years, and whenever you go back and then you find maybe another sentence or another passage that you haven't really seen like before, or it gets a different meaning.
Yeah, because you grow up as a person, right? And then you can understand the text differently, or you can take it more personally or less, or you have a different view on things. It's that's life.
Absolutely.
That's the beauty of life.
Now, going back to Edgar Allan Poe, do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature? And it's fine if you don't. I mean,
there's a lot. That's the thing. There's so many characters that inspired me, like, it's from Asterix when I was a kid to I was reading a lot of Agatha Christie novels when I was a teenager, and I loved Miss Marple. She was a very strong female character, and there was not so many strong female characters at the time.
Yeah,
but the Three Musketeers. I mean, the D'Artagnan and I love Alexandre Dumas.
Yeah,
and that's the thing you read when you were a kid in France. I mean, at least in the '80s in my era. It's teaching you friendship, but like in the good way, like loyalty, that, and you never give up. Think I have that probably because of that book. Yeah.
Now we're coming to the more film related questions. What is the next possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, it can be something that you worked on yourself.
Can it be a fantasy? Like, something?
Yeah.
Okay. This is time to give a message. I would love to see a new season of this German series called Tatort Reiniger.
Yeah.
With Bernd Mädel, because he's my German teacher. He doesn't know it yet. I don't know if he listened to this podcast. He doesn't know it yet, but he was one of my German teachers with Christian Hulmen and Christoph Maria Herbst. I came here 10 years ago, and I had no network. I had no friend. I just had one person that I was about to. I met this wonderful woman on Tinder. She got pregnant the first time we had a night together, and a few weeks after she said, "Okay, what do we do? I'm pregnant." Well, whatever. I'm coming to Germany. I mean, that was a bit more long story short. and I'm saying, okay, now I'm here. I don't speak German. I know nobody. I need work.
what do I do?
Exactly. What do I do? Okay, I'm going to learn German just to do a cool way. I need to have fun, the fun way. And I started to watch that. And I'm very grateful because he got me into German film as well a lot. Mm-hmm. And my dream is one day to meet Bjorn Middel and tell him thank you for that. Because it was so much fun to learn German with him.
Yeah.
But the downside of it is my wife said, yeah, okay, you're speaking very good German now, but stop speaking like Stromberg, please. It's awful. I was saying so bad words.
Yeah.
So many bad words. But
a very particular kind of German. Which upcoming or maybe already established talent, again, can be German, doesn't have to be, would you recommend a listeners to watch out for? Maybe someone that you've worked with?
I recently was invited to this kind of a orchestra. I mean, it's the Ender Orchestra was meeting a brass band, the modern brass band section, something like that. I don't remember well. I don't recall well. I'm sorry. But I was invited there, and it was a mix of classical music with a lot of improvisation and on pieces that composers made. So there was one friend of mine, Ali Askin, which is fantastic composer, phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And there was one very young called Alex Payton Bunny, it's amazing because when you look at him on Google, he's always in costume of a bunny, but he's a classic composer, right?
Okay, wow.
And he's kind of like very modern.
Yeah.
And but it also made very, he's writing very strong themes and melodies and mm-hmm. with a lot of new modern colors, and is phenomenal. And he's so young. I think he's gonna go through the roof. I mean, it has to. Yeah. It's been a while. I'm not impressed by people easily, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
But on that day, yeah, I started to look and get a bit obsessive with his work as well. It's very, very beautiful discovery.
Mm-hmm.
And same thing happened with a woman, a painter called Helena Hülsen, but I don't think she's German. I think she's Danish.
Okay.
Not so far.
Mm-hmm.
But I was at a place called Jupiter in Hamburg, but that doesn't exist anymore.
Oh.
They named it because it was in front of the Saturn, you know, MediaMarkt Saturn stuff.
Yeah.
So they say, okay, we're going to do that Jupiter and we're going to make art, kind of big arty stuff.
Yeah.
And you could go there, and it was on a few floors, and there was always new exhibitions. And there mm-hmm. I saw the most beautiful painting of my whole life by a little painter called Helena Hülsen. So just, yeah, look out for her.
All right. Thanks for the recommendations. Now we're getting a little bit personal again. What do you like most about yourself?
My empathy.
Mm-hmm.
I think my energy as well. And the fact that I never give up.
What do you dislike about yourself?
I can be impulsive sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, but sometimes it leads to good decisions as well. I have no problem to make decisions, but sometimes I'm impulsive and I have an issue controlling really good my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the fact that I'm too introvert or too shy, it's not a lot of people know that because they think, yeah, and you were on stage a lot before. And I hated every moment of being on stage because on tiny small concert, it was maybe fine, but the big festival and stuff, it was absolute horror for me. Too many people.
Yeah.
And I get panic attack, you know, very easily that's the thing. It's just controlling emotions, I think.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you know, it's like that can be very hard.
Yeah. For example, I was at the Hamburg Film Fest last year, and there was this opening kind of party, you know, in the Grand Elysee Hotel, which is wonderful, lots of people. I was there with a friend, so I was feeling comfortable, and I was just saying hi to people I knew, and there was this one directress I really, really wanted to meet and say hi. We talked on Instagram and stuff, and I go there, and I was on my way out, and she was also on her way out, but I recognized her from her Instagram, like, okay, that's my I need to say hi, but mm-hmm. already I was doing the feeling in my head. Mm-hmm. It's always like that, and that's where, I said her name, and I said her name wrong.
Oh.
And I'm still feeling very guilty about it. And we never get the chance to talk again, sadly.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Maybe that is already the answer to the next question, because that's what is the last thing you regret and why?
I don't regret that. I actually don't regret anything that happened. Mm-hmm. Also because of my life story.
Yeah.
I mean, I would regret a single thing in my life. I wouldn't be here talking to you right now, right? I wouldn't have this wonderful family that, I mean, it was given from the sky, or I don't know, heaven, whatever you call it. It was just fate. It was something not planned at all, and that I wouldn't even have possibly imagined before. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm proud of that. And I'm really at peace. So no, there's nothing I regret, really.
Fair enough. Which random thing makes you happy?
I'm trying to do something not food related, because that would be too easy.
Maybe something dog related.
No. Yeah. Also, I love dogs so much. You have no idea. When I'm sorry, it has nothing to do with the question. My wife said I'm talking too much as well, you know.
That's fine.
They have a word for that in North Germany. They call that Zabelbüdel.
Okay.
And I love that word. I'm always trying to put it somewhere. Yeah, I have an obsession with dog. I'm always like, if I'm seeing a dog outside, like with humans, you know, at the other end of the leash, I don't know the human is there. I'm just gonna play with the dog. It's giving me, it's like a drug, you know. It's giving me good energy. It's giving me. It's making me happy just to say hi. But
yeah.
Back to the question. That could be a random thing. Just to see a dog, Or or the smell of the grass after the rain in the springtime, you know.
Yeah.
It's something that is I don't know anyone who doesn't like it.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
Weird your story is in the end, so make it a good one.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, it's from the Doctor Who, actually. Ooh. It's one of the Doctor who said that, I think. Yeah, I'm sure of it. I think it has to do with kindness and not giving up and not giving in.
And we're at the last question.
Already?
Yes. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
Lots of people say I do look like David Tennant.
Okay.
I don't see that, but I've heard that.
I mean, he had a phase where I think he was doing, what was it, some Shakespeare play where he had longer hair as well. So, you know.
Yeah, broadcasters as well. It was, I mean, he was the Doctor as well. So I think it's a big compliment because I think he's a good-looking person.
Yeah, and a very funny person as well.
I don't know. Do you think I do look like him a bit, or?
Yeah, staged with him and Michael Sheen. They did that during the pandemic. It's a.
Yeah. I saw it. I saw that. Yeah, hilarious.
Yeah, and he had, I think at the, was it the third season? He had a little bit longer hair, and I could see that, definitely.
Okay. And you remind me that I need my wife to give me a haircut.
No.
Perfect ending.
And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Amori. It was a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.